The Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU soccer team. Freshman goalie Sonia Barr inserted into the lineup both games last weekend, shutout win, and then a 1-0 loss. Sonia, congratulations.
Thanks.
Last week we interviewed your other fellow goaltender and noticed a big cast on her hand. At what point did you get the news that you were going to start last weekend?
Well, I found out from Carrie Mack that Abby had broken her pinky, so I kind of figured that something was going on, and then Coach called me that night saying that I should probably start getting ready to play for the weekend, and then I just had a really good week of practice that helped me, and the trainer told me that I needed to get together and start focusing, so it was early that week.
Did finding out that early help you go once, you know, the game started on Saturday?
It was extremely helpful because I had like 4 days to prepare myself mentally and physically for the two games, and I was really pleased with how I practiced that week. So
you had a very good high school career. How much different is college soccer?
Well, it's a lot faster, it's a lot more aggressive, and there's a lot more commitment from the team than in high school, because high school is just for fun. College is, you're here to play. That's why you came to college. So,
two kind of nail-biter games, both low-scoring games. Forget the fact that that was your first collegiate start. Those are nail-biter games no matter what, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I was very nervous. The team was very supportive. Abby was very supportive. She helped me warm up, and she gave me a lot of courage and reduced my nervousness probably a lot more than it would have been if she wasn't there to help me. So,
most outsiders would wonder how, you know, in hockey two goalies could be friends, in soccer how two goalies could be friends, because there's only one of you that can play at any given time. How good of friends are you and Abby?
I'd like to think that we're really close. I mean, we train together, we warm up together, we have the same role, so we have a lot in common. I mean, that brings us close, but the fact that I'm here to make her better, she kind of gives the respect to me that I'm making her better, and she's pushing me to get better as well. So,
you come from Duluth? Yeah. What made the decision an easy one to come here?
I'd have to say Jim Stone was a deal breaker. It's a lot like home. So my dad helped me find the place, and he just said, this coach really wants you. I mean, Coach even called me a Christmas present when I decided to come here. So I just, the coach was really nice, and he seems like a really good guy. And my parents really liked him, so that was important to all three of us.
You know, you guys started the season, I'll be blunt, a little rocky. Been playing a lot better as of late. You know, Kirsten Erickson scored one goal all of last year. She's already got five. How big of a part of this team is she?
She's a huge asset, I'll have to say. She's very fast, and she's working hard with her touches and her shots. So I think this year is her year to shine. She's going to get lots of goals, and she's going to be that special player that we're going to have that will be our goal scorer.
Well, that was the one thing. There was no quote-unquote leader of this team. Has she made herself the leader, and has the rest of the team said, all right, let's go follow her?
Well, I think this team has a lot of leaders. So the senior class is awesome. I could not ask for a better senior class, and I think all of them together lead as a whole, and if they're individuals, they also lead without even saying anything. The underclassmen have so much respect for them and are happy that they're here to play with us.
You guys have played the first month of the season on the road. You're almost home the rest of the season now. What's it going to be like walking out onto the field on Saturday?
It's going to be refreshing knowing that we don't have to sit on a bus for 3+ hours. We don't have to sleep in a different bed. We don't have to sleep with another person. So I think having a home game for us is going to have a good effect on how we play, because we're going to have the advantage of being home, and it's going to be a big sigh of relief that we don't have to travel.
Again, Sonia, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.